Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
In this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, to talk about his specialty. He's a cardiologist, but because his knowledge is so broad, and he comes from a traditional medical background, this degree from that place, another degree from another place, and you got degrees, and also he has a certain amount of common sense, which is helpful. Not sure that's always the case when it comes to medicine. He's just someone that I have great respect for, and that's why he is here. Good Day Health, with a focus on Ken's expertise, which a lot of it comes from him examining all of these journals, the clinical journals that come from the various groups that are all about medicine and your health. For example, the focus from the American Medical Association's journal on mental stress. Most people discount this, and I wonder, as a cardiologist, Ken, how often you see the results of stress directly in terms of cardiological problems.
Well, the old news is that regarding the heart, mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking. So I see a lot of stressed mentally people every day. And I don't know a good cardiologist who isn't part-time psychiatrist, because we know that the heart won't function, work at its best, unless the head, the brain, is not well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So wellness, this is the old mind-body connection. I add one leg to that, the mind-body-spirit connection, or spirit-mind-body connection, all of those things. Some are temporal, some are tangible, and some are not. In terms of mental stress, it may not be that the energy that's coming into your body that makes you crazy, that may not be something visible. But when you get down to brass tacks, if you're under that stress all the time and your body is not able to handle it, you see the results in problems of the heart. Now, this study is focusing on the immune system, which is, again, something that's, oh, so important.
The news this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Doug, is that intense emotional stress increases your odds of developing an autoimmune disease. We all know about the immune system. It helps us fight the bugs and the foreign bodies that get into our own body. Autoimmune disease occurs when this immune system starts attacking our own body, thinking it's foreign, destroying the body. Obviously, this is not good. And the news is that stress is associated with a whopping 36% greater risk of developing 41 autoimmune diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, Crohn's disease, and celiac disease. Several possible explanations for why stress can increase the chances of developing an autoimmune disease, Doug, include getting less sleep, increased drug or alcohol use, and direct effects of stress on the nervous system. The good news is that treating stress lowers the risk of autoimmune disease. So please get some help if you need it. You don't have to go directly to drugs. This is where exercise is wonderful once the doctor says it's okay, or even a good therapist is so helpful.
So celiac disease, I'm surprised to hear that's in the list of things that are created out of stress.
Autoimmune.
When you and I talked about it, because I had a problem with it, I don't know. Once you have a problem with it, does it go away? Because we tried two or three different things on two or three different occasions to deal with the celiac, which is basically a gluten intolerance, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like the autoimmune immune system may attack some of those special receptors in the GI system. It's all being studied and figured out, but there does appear to be an autoimmune component to all this.
So I guess when I think about all the things that we can be exposed to, it's a frankly, I'm surprised any of us are still alive. You know, when you get
well,
right
maybe
down.
Maybe medicine is doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you look at all the hazards out there,
there
good
are.
God, the people I heard this. I don't know, I've heard it a couple of different times, I guess, actually, and I don't know why it's sticking in my mind now. But when the humans extinguish themselves and ruin it for everybody alive on two legs, the bacteria will take over.
Well, there are a lot of hazards out there, but the body, if you take good care of it, is amazingly well suited to help you and take care of itself.
I think we underplay the role of the immune system in our health. I don't think people are taught that when it comes to learning about health. Well, certainly we're not doing a good job in public schools teaching.
I don't think you and I have underestimated it in the last 10 years.
Nope, not at all. But when you're being taught about how your body works, think about this if you're a parent. Teach your children, and understand it yourself too, by the way, the implications that it has on your own longevity. But teach your children about having immune system. Most of the time, when we get into our discussions about vaccines for various things, I always make the comment, especially when it comes to the flu, that if you have a strong immune system, you're not going to bother. It's not going to bother you. It's not going to get to you. And then, you know, we can parse it and take it apart. What the immune system does is protect your body. That's what its job is. The white blood cells are there to fight off inflammation, which causes disease. So as you started that, I'm thinking about the products that people have. And I'm not maybe I'll do it as a commercial, but I'm thinking how much of our life and what kind of products. I'm thinking about the people that come to me and say, I want you to advertise this product in my program. And how many of them are companies that work to turn around or challenge the status quo when it comes to your immune system? Because you make a mess of your immune system. You smoke, you drink, you eat too much of the bad foods. You're trying to kill yourself. You extinguish the value of the immune system by being stupid. That's really kind of what it is. If you have a strong immune system, you can fight off all of these things. And it comes from, and I will make this sort of a crass commercial message in a way. We have two products that get talked about all the time on my various programs. One of them is something called Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula, Ken, that cleanses your body of all those toxins and the molds, the parasites. You must see every day the results of people who, again, with bad eating habits, and it's harder, let's face it, to get away from pesticides and herbicides and processing and food today. It's just very hard. So these people, this company, on their website have a picture of a parasite. Have you ever seen a parasite when you were in medical school or whatever, parasites in one's body? I mean, we sometimes hear of tapeworms that come out, but parasites just sort of stick to the wall of the stomach and or the intestines, right?
And they're
ugly. Oh, my God, are they ugly looking. So you want to get rid of these puppies? Go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship the tea. It's called Life Change Tea to you without cost. Getthetea.com. And then the other thing that's great for your immune system is the fruits and veggies that are in capsule form, courtesy of the folks at Balance of Nature Nutrients. We know we are supposed to get a dozen or so servings of whole ripened fruits and vegetables a day, but we don't do it. So you fork over some money, sometimes big money, to enhance your immune system, when really all you have to do is put the fruits and veggies into your body, and this company, Balance of Nature, can show through research that when you stay on the program for a month, your immune system will be enhanced by 700%. You take one fruit and one veggie capsule in the morning and one at night, and you will have the impact of strengthening, because that's what fruits and vegetables, that's why we say. Ken will say, eat your fruits, eat your vegetables, because that's what keeps your immune system strong. It is all about your immune system. Your entire health quotient is dependent on having a strong immune system. So go to balanceofnature.com. get this product in your life. You can get a bargain free month supply at the beginning using the code DJV. It's really a fabulous product. I take it every day. Matter of fact, I'm giving it to my new dog, Daisy. It can make sure her immune system, I think dogs and humans work on the same principle, don't they, Ken?
As far as immune systems
are concerned. Yeah, right. All right. So that product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for special discounts and a free month supply at the beginning at balanceofnature.com. All right. So back to Dr. Ken. Our focus on some of the news this week from the world of medicine. Dr. Ken's office, Lake Cardiology in Florida, is it's a real panacea. Going in there with his folks, they are fabulous as a staff, very helpful, very interested in you personally. And so that's why a lot of people around the country come visit Ken. They hear him on the radio and they think, you know what, I'm going to go down and check this out. Check out his it is a service industry for sure. It's a business. Yes, it is. It's a clinic. 352-735-1400, but it's different. It's not just a business. A lot of doctors now are forced to just run a business. They have billable hours, all that stuff. Ken's not like that, never will be like that. You can hear his interest in you by just listening to how he is on the radio. So if you want to get into the personal side of him and his help, see him at Lake Cardiology by dialing up 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. As a cardiologist, you focus a lot, and we do too here, on heart stuff. So we're going to talk about some of the heart studies. But first, I saw this frightening story of the venomous caterpillar. Whoever heard of a venomous caterpillar?
There are some lessons in this for all of us. This appeared in the Orlando Sentinel. 15-year-old Logan Parola, Doug, was picking up tree branches just last weekend when he inadvertently touched a southern flannel moth. Have you ever heard of that?
No, never.
A southern flannel moth, it's also known as a pus caterpillar because of its soft fur. It's one of the most venomous caterpillars in the United States. Common reactions to the stings, it includes headache, fever, nausea, and convulsions. The caterpillars, they like citrus, oak, and elm trees. Logan had to go to the ER for treatment of his allergic reaction to the stings to receive intravenous steroids and antihistamines. To prevent all this, you want to use gloves and cover the rest of your skin if you're going to handle these specific trees.
All right. There's a word to the wise. Venomous caterpillars, though. Who would have thought? So as Dr. Ken is a heart specialist, a cardiologist, let's delve into a couple of the things that come from the world of heart care. And I was just mentioning sleep, when we make up our sleep. So how does that render a youngster versus somebody that's older? If you're not getting enough sleep, how does it affect the heart?
Well, we discussed last week about adults under the age of 65, that they could actually make up for lost sleep during the week on the weekend. So it is good to just let your body sleep without an alarm clock on the weekend, and it'll help a lot. The news this week is out of the medical journal Pediatrics about our young teenagers. Most kids do not get enough sleep. If you've got a young teen, you know that, and that may put them on a path to future heart trouble, is the news this week, Doug. Young teens who sleep less than 7 hours a night, they tend to have more body fat, elevated blood pressure, and less healthy cholesterol levels. All of these are bad for the heart.
So, is it just as simple as make sure you get enough rest? Is it
take
that
away,
simple?
Take away their cell phones,
I know,
and they'll sleep.
All right, let's see here. Marriage and its impact on heart disease, heart attacks. We've heard these sorts of things before. Relationships, that sort of thing. You live longer if you're married. I don't know whether you live longer better. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this, Ken.
All right, just the facts. This is out of the medical journal this
week.
No,
let's have a little discussion of what really, never mind the facts. Get the facts first, then let's apply them.
This is out of the medical journal Heart this week, that people who are married are less likely to develop a cardiovascular disease or die from a heart attack or stroke than individuals who are not married. These conclusions are from a review of 34 previous studies involving more than 2 million people. There are many reasons marriage might have a protective effect, Doug, including potentially more financial stability and more social support. Married patients, they're more likely to take their medications, more likely to participate in rehabilitation, and more likely to recognize early symptoms.
Mm-hmm. So, but isn't it everybody and how they live?
That's assuming you don't have a high stress marriage. If you have a very high stress marriage, then it may offset all these benefits.
If you have a high stress marriage, why are you married? What's the point? If you're going to be married, you ought to be married or have a long-term relationship with somebody that you like to be around. Sure, there's going to be problems from time to time, but if you're constantly upset, under stress, you don't like... I was talking to somebody the other day who just is so unhappy, and they don't know how to get out of the situation they're in. It's called a divorce. You know, some things just don't work long-term, so... You made a mistake, or maybe it's fine at the beginning, but then things change. So take some action.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Good Day Health on the air. Focus on you and your well-being. A lot of different apps around. A lot of great information is around. How do you know what to believe, who to trust? And what is very difficult, and maybe even today. I don't know how this reflects on your overall, I use the term business, on your expertise. What are your feel, I guess? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist, but you know, anybody's got an MD behind their name, it seems to me belongs to a very exclusive club, Ken, and with that goes great responsibility to do things. It isn't just about, yeah, you got to make a living, you got to pay your bills, but there's something extra that goes with being a doctor, and the public holds you, you know, of all of the various things, you know, they hold broadcasters in low esteem, newscasters, you know, looking around, who's held in highest esteem? Mostly, if you ask people, they'll tell you their doctor. So that's a heck of a thing to have to live up to, but it's part of the choice that you make when you decide you want to do this for a living. So, you know, we look around at some of the things that are problems, and you wonder, you know, what do you do to handle the germs and what's incubating in your body, and how do you tell people bad news and that sort of stuff. So anyway, I'm being a little philosophical here because I think that you do have one heck of a responsibility. And it's very hard sometimes when people, do people get mad at you when you tell them the truth? Do people ever get angry when you say, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to die? Or, you know, you've been doing a horrible job. You're not going to tell people you've been doing a horrible job taking care of yourself. But, you know, you can't just eat, drink, and be merry because it takes its toll. National Science Foundation is spending $3 million to discover how to make Americans consume less food, water, and energy. I thought that was interesting. They have developed something called a household metabolism tracker, which monitors how much water we drink, how much food we eat, how much energy. This is really big government. You and I are both negative when it comes to big government stuff. They want to change people's behavior. Isn't that all just through, shouldn't it be through education? That is the educational tools that are given to teachers when you're in school learning about how your body works. Shouldn't that be part of what is instilled almost to the point of fear? If you do this, I remember, and I'm going to give you an example. When I was in, I think it was junior high school, police officer in charge of the drug unit in Framingham came into our classroom, and he showed us the results that happened to people who smoke a lot, who drink a lot. He had pictures and actual, he had stomach tissue and lung tissue and heart tissue that showed the kids, and the kids were all scared. They're petrified. This is what happens. My mother smokes. My father drinks. This is what's happening to their body. I remember this, and again, it was like the eighth grade or something. But it had its impact on me. Maybe that's one of the reasons that I live the healthy lifestyle. I don't know. I mean, I saw a lot of abuse as a kid anyway growing up. Maybe that's why I pay more attention. But what do you think about the best way of educating? Is fear sometimes a good way when you see a client that obviously is going to kill himself and you say to them, okay, pal, if you don't lose 40 pounds, you'll be dead in a year. Can you say that? Can you hear yourself saying that to somebody that comes to your office? If you don't do this, you'll be dead in a year.
Well, I don't quite say that because I've seen doctors be wrong doing that, and a patient will never, ever forget that. And our predictive powers are not 100%. So I don't know whether that works, and I can't tell you how many patients have come my way telling me that doctors told them 30 years ago that they'd be dead by now. Right. And then they lose total credibility with the medical profession when that happens, because, you know, burn them once and then they won't believe you after that. So I try to talk to people in terms of risk, which I think is a more reasonable way to approach this. And you know, there are some people, they're incredibly lucky. They're rare, but they have incredible genes and they do all the wrong things and they lived in the 90s.
I remember meeting a guy who smoked all his life. I'm 96 years old and I've been smoking my whole life. Don't tell me it's bad for you. Well, 96% of the population would be dead long before they get to be 96 if they smoke the way this guy did. So sometimes it's, I suppose, luck, right? The luck of the draw.
Well, it's genes and lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, that's the luck of the draw. And man, you know, what your genetic makeup is, unless you believe.
But lifestyle is not luck.
No, it isn't. Not at all. So anyway.
We all have a huge, and we talked about it more this week, we all have a huge impact on our own health.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important. All right. I saw something that I wanted. I don't think we've talked about this. The new memory diet, salmon, leafy greens, healthy fats, mostly listen to music from Mozart, that kind of stuff as the diet for your body and your head to make sure your memory is better. Now, there's no brainer. When it comes to fish, it's all it's omega-3s. That's great for your brain, right?
Absolutely. Spinach. I like getting them. Are you leading to a specific way of getting these?
No, I'm just asking. I'm looking at this study.
Yes.
That was done, and the outcome of it, the positive changes, the MRIs that are performed on people, they watch them, what happens in their brain when they have omega-3s, and I guess it's leafy greens or vitamin K, that kind of stuff. But you got to be careful about that because that's what caused my father's stroke. So how do you know how to ameliorate that?
There are definitely foods that are good to improve the memory. You talked about getting the omegas, and those are from especially the oily fish, salmon, albacore tuna, sardines, but also avocados, beets, blueberries, broccoli, celery, even dark chocolate. There's many good foods to help the memory.
I saw in this the meditation, the effects of meditation on the brain as well. How that really, do you ever meditate in the sense, well,
like not formally, but no. I mean, meditation, it works for people. It's a good thing if you like to do
great.
It. Exercise is also great for the brain, and both mentally and physically exercising.
Well, that's a form of meditation in a manner of speaking. What you're thinking about as you go through your routine. When I'm on my tractor out in the field, that's a fabulous form of meditation. Look up at the sky, take stock of what you have, be thankful. Gratitude's great. Having a great attitude toward life and to the higher power. I think all that stuff is
crossword puzzles. Even dancing is good for the brain.
Yep. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. From the source, the authority, Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Here's something else. As long as we're in the oil department, let's talk about krill omega 50 from Purity Products. Krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. It has omega-3s in it, So that just answers the call of what we were just talking about, why you need a lot of omega-3s in your system, cardiovascular health for your brain, get the blood to your muscles, all over your body. That's what omega-3s do. And then there's krill oil, which is a fairly new discovery. You get, I think, 500 milligrams of that in this small pill from Purity Products, the krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. It's all about your joints, joint comfort, lubricating the bursa, that sort of thing. That's what happens with that kind of oil. So various oils, you need them in your body, and Purity's been smart enough to put them together and add CoQ10 for energy. This is a fabulous way to make your body work to its ultimate potential. And the folks at Purity are so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle for you to put it to the test. So no more debates. Call 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle. Pay for the shipping of Krill Omega 50 Plus, and you get the bottle, you try it, you'll feel the difference in 7 days. I know you will. I got on it. That's exactly what happened to me. So let's get this going now into your body. Call 800-355-1493. It's just so good for you. 800-355-1493. Here, Ken Kronhaus, to fix the problems, at least give you ideas. I thought it was interesting, as I look at, I read some of the same things that you do, Ken, on popular medicine, popular medications. Some of the things used by a lot of people in our country have a nasty tendency to accelerate cognitive decline, bring us into Alzheimer's, Advil even, Tylenol, Excedrin, Claritin. I mean, there are a bunch of things from various categories, Benadryl, antihistamines, that kind of stuff. So these are supposed to be good for you, and yet they really aren't when it comes to the parasympathetic nervous system. What did you learn in medical school about these things, and is the information changing? I mean, it's good in some circumstances. I know Mucilex dries up mucus, and that's great when you've got a bad cold, that kind of stuff. But apparently some of the ingredients can lead to Parkinson's.
Well, what I learned in medical school, and I have confirmed throughout my career, I'm 40 years out of medical school,
right,
is that in every little pill, there's a little bit of poison. But in every little pill, there's a ton of good things. And you have to respect the good things and the poison. And every time you take anything, you have to ask yourself, is the risk of taking this worse than the risk of not taking it?
Well, how does the individual know, though? Is it up to the doctor?
That's where you shouldn't be being your own doctor. You need to talk to a good physician. And that's where having either a specialist, if you have a specialized issue, or a good generalist is so helpful.
Apparently, this is not the first time these kind of drugs have been implicated in these sort of problems, whether it's Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. We all talk, we get cynical about this stuff. Who pays for the study? There's so much money to be made selling these things. Do people get in the way of the real information and what people really ought to know about all these products? I think the answer to that is yes, but I tend to be very cynical when it comes to these sorts of things. NyQuil apparently has ingredients that are really bad for you. And I thought it was just, isn't it alcohol that puts you to sleep? What is there about NyQuil that calms the cough? What is there? What do they put in it? When I have a really bad cough, I've used NyQuil in the past, and I'm wondering, good God, what did I do to my body?
Well, again, NyQuil should not be taken every night, but if you have this unbearable symptoms, using these things on a short-term basis
is okay. I was dating a woman once in Los Angeles who couldn't go to sleep at night. She'd gotten so hooked on NyQuil that she couldn't go to sleep until she had a teaspoon of NyQuil.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No.
Dextromethorphan for cough, acetaminophen, antihistamines. I mean, these things are okay. But then again, I don't want to make people crazy. If they have chronic illnesses where they can't survive without them, then you have no choice. And you have to do the best you can and offset these issues with an incredibly healthy lifestyle and minimize all your other risks. So you can offset these things.
Yeah. But you're managing your body. You are managing your health. You need to be on top of it. You can't rely. Ken's job is not to make you healthy. Ken's job is to advise you. You make up your own mind. He's going to
find a doctor
urge,
who is very prevention oriented, and they will help you through this.
Yeah, that's very, very prevention is not doesn't get paid for by insurance. That shows you how little
regard.
There
are doctors out there who are interested, and it's now evidence-based prevention. It's no longer a dirty word, and mainstream doctors are interested in prevention these days.
All right, talk to prevention when you talk to your doctor. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us to focus on more of the items that he studies from the journals of medicine. There are always studies going on. We always ask the question, well, are the studies a reflection of who's paying for them? I guess it depends. Here's a study that I'm guessing is probably pretty accurate, Ken, the blood sample study, and whether or not the information that comes out of it would lead you to believe you'd be a good candidate for losing weight. Right? This is very interesting. I thought. And does sometimes these things get too down into the weeds, such, I mean, that's how you put it. Let's not get too down into the weeds. But this is something, and the reason that you like to go through these is because you can synthesize the information and tell people what it really means. So what do we mean when we focus on blood work and dieting?
Exactly, Doug. Imagine a blood test detecting small molecules, revealing whether a person is following a prescribed diet. Well, the future is here. Findings published this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrate that dozens of measurable metabolites in the blood can easily show adherence to a diet. This was shown using the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. This is a diet which is designed to lower blood pressure, emphasizing fruits and vegetables while restricting red meat, sodium, and sweets.
So what do you, would you go on this diet?
I use this diet tied with the Mediterranean diet, the combination of the two. The DASH diet is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. And I add to that the Mediterranean diet, which adds things like fish, chicken, turkey, olive oil. And these two diets, some people call them the mind diet when you put them together. But the neat thing is, you know, you ask a patient, you suggest a patient to do it, nothing's working, they're gaining weight, their blood pressure's up. Well, here you can have a blood test to confirm whether they're following doctor's instructions.
Huh. Wow.
Yes, it is a wow, and it's here.
Technology, man. Okay, there is a focus on heavy people and why they have trouble losing weight. And I've always been fascinated by this. There are different types of problems with weight. Some people have a thyroid problem. Some people have medical problems. Some people just eat the wrong stuff. So how do we discern the difference here?
Well, people can be overweight for thyroid problems, and I think more people wish they could easily explain it that way. That's just 2% of the people who are overweight or who are obese. But the news this week is that overweight and obese folks hold starkly different views on diet and exercise than their normal weight peers. Taste is their top consideration when choosing what to eat. Nutritional labels are rarely examined, and their relationship with food tends to be more impulsive and emotional. This is according to the Hudson Institute report this week. And while many obese folks were open to the idea of smaller meal portions, they were less likely to exercise than normal weight people. Cost was a factor, with many believing that healthier foods were more expensive. And if you choose correctly, they don't have to be.
All right. So I wonder how much of this stuff can be moved by technology. I was looking at the story of there's a new brain implant device that actually you can plug into your brain that will reanimate limbs of people who are suffering from paralysis, who have been injured, that sort of thing. And I was thinking, okay, one more step. How come you can't plug in something into the brain to help people stop eating or making bad choices?
I think that will be coming because a lot of this is how your brain reacts to a lot of these issues, and brain massages would work.
Yeah, I would think. Well, this is actually something that sticks in your brain. It's something, a probe that sticks into your brain. Wow. What the future holds for us. As long as we're talking about losing weight, let's focus on the here and the now and the number one item, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the healthiest choice around for weight loss. This is not an inexpensive way for you to go through, but you get benefits. You're going to go through the program. You want to lose the weight. You want to stay off the obese list. Then get on to Calitrin. It's really an amazing product that works because it's using the body to lose weight. You need collagen in your body. That's natural, but the amount in your body starts to decline when you get older. So fat creeps in because you don't have enough collagen to keep the lean muscle mass as prominent. So add collagen, you're all set. Collagen peptides, the number one ingredient in Calitrin. Want to lose weight guaranteed the natural way? Go to toploss.com. Special 10% discount on the bottles you buy using the DJV code. That's toploss.com or call them to order. Lose the weight at 833-TOPLOSS.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.